Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at The It's Possible Guy. And today is episode 207, and it's entitled The Danger Zone. Now, if this is your first time listening, this podcast is all about helping you love and enjoy your life while you're single, finding happiness, purpose, and fulfillment instead of waiting until someday to be happy. So whether you're single or not single, it really doesn't matter, because this podcast is about just finding more happiness in your life. You know, so this podcast I hinted to actually last week, and it's called The Danger Zone. Why? Because I want to teach you today about how you are made, how a loving Heavenly Father has created you and given you gifts that you don't understand. Why do I say you don't understand? Because I don't understand at times. And I didn't learn some of this until a while ago. But like, every one of us, we have this gift. You can call it your spidey sense. You can call it your danger, Will Robinson. Like, whatever you want to call it, your gut instinct, your warning, etc. And it's there to warn you. I believe that Heavenly Father created us to have as much freedom as we possibly can in this life. That He wants us to love our life and enjoy our life. And He also wanted to be able to warn us if something wasn't good for us. Now, I have been in an experience where I have literally been in danger. And I've shared this before on the podcast. So if you guys have heard this story before, it's been a long time. Most people are so worried about, oh my goodness, what if this goes wrong? What if this goes wrong? What if this goes wrong? That is worry. That is doubt. That is fear. When you actually are in physical danger, when you are in a life or death situation, it is one of the coolest experiences I've ever honestly had in my life. You know, I had this experience, and I can't remember how much detail I went in on this, and I haven't shared this for a long time, but I had this experience where I was in a parking lot, and I was just trying to drive out, and this car was about to cut me off. Not just cut me off, but like take off my bumper. Like there was no way for both of us to get through the gap. And this guy comes out of the car nearly like possessed. I mean, the guy was just out of his mind. Now, I've shared before, like I was bullied plenty growing up. And I don't put up with crap from anybody. I just don't. You know, unless you're twice my size, like, okay, you can, but other than that, I really don't. And it was so crazy because this guy, after I honk, gets out of his truck and walks over towards me. And he's like, you stupid kid or something. Like, and this was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. You know, get out of the car and fight me. And I'm like, dude, I'm way bigger than you. Like, and it wasn't in a boisterous voice. It was very calm. It was like, hey man, I'm a lot bigger than you. Like, that's not your smartest choice. I have a tiny bit of an edge if somebody's in my face, or a lot of an edge, whichever one, it depends on the day. And I didn't. I mean, I was calm. I was whatever. And then the guy basically said, like, I'm going to blow off your bleeping head. Now, keep in mind, I'm kind of trapped at this moment in the parking lot. I can't remember the exacts, but especially in this moment, like, I just, you know, my car was kind of trapped or something. Like, and it was interesting because when we walked to his car, he actually pulled out, like, he basically said he was going to pull out a shotgun. Like, And the guy was not in his right mind in the slightest. And he goes to the back door of his truck and he starts to open the door. And I'm thinking in this moment, you know, and there was something else I learned in this moment that I never thought I could do. And I was told, hey, if he makes that choice to swing around, you have to hit the gas on your car. I have things for you to do in this world, and this guy is not going to take you out. Like, and honestly, guys, like, this is a real story. And fortunately, like, instead of, like, he ended up closing his back door, and I don't remember exactly how, but, he was able to finally, he just got in his car and left. But I learned two things that day. I learned, okay, so worry is totally different than danger. And I learned, you know, like in self-defense, if I had to, not that I want to, but that, you know, that I could have done that. You know, and it's just, and it was crazy in that moment because especially I never thought I could do that. I never ever thought. I thought before I would do anything like that, that, you know, I would sacrifice my own life before that. And in that moment, I just knew, like, oh, that's his choice if he wants to attack. But I'm not, like, I'm not going out without a fight. You know? Now, granted, I was not looking to fight. I was looking to just calm the situation, which is actually, like, sometimes different than what I would normally do. Well, what I'm seeing in this moment is how often we worry about stuff that's not worth worrying about. We spend so much time worried in our heads instead of focused and attacking what we desire and what we want and our goals and the things we want to do in this life. Because we're worried it's the wrong thing. A little bit of thinking is totally different than a danger zone. I mean, I can promise you from my experience, if you're listening, if you're ever in real danger, your mind will get quieter than you've ever seen in your life. I mean, to the point of, like, you know exactly what to do. You know exactly what to say. You know exactly what not to say. In that moment, I knew, just instinctively, I knew exactly what to say, what not to say. I didn't stir this guy up. Like, he was just literally, like, possessed. I mean, the guy was just having a bad day or whatever it was, but not in his right mind in the slightest. But here's where I think we struggle. We worry so much about, oh my goodness, what if this is a bad situation? What if this is bad? It doesn't have to be. You know, and mine is the extreme. Like, generally what I've seen when something is off for us is you just feel it. Hey, this doesn't feel right. You know, I've had experiences I've mentioned before that I've had stunningly gorgeous girls that I've turned down. Stunningly. And it just didn't feel right. It wasn't fear. It wasn't worry. It wasn't doubt. It was, this isn't right. So what I was pointing to originally with this today is we're all so well made that if something is not good for you, you will have warning lights flash off. But you don't need to be thinking about it the entire time. You don't need to be worrying about, oh my goodness, is this the right thing? Is this the right thing? Is this the right thing? No, keep in mind, you're listening to somebody that can go to that space at times. But it's not very fun. I would rather engage in life and treat it as an experiment and love my life instead of act like that. I don't want to do that. That was not fun in the slightest when I get in that mode of, oh my goodness, is this the right thing? Is this the right thing? When you start asking that question repeatedly, just notice you're caught up in your thinking. And, you know, again, if something is really wrong for you, you know, and I took you guys to the extreme because I just felt to share that story today. But generally, it's more of just, something feels off. This doesn't feel right. You know, and there's a difference between you just getting caught up in your head and something just feeling off. And I have found, like, the quickest way to find out is just to engage, to attack something. You know, I always warn people, like, I don't mean, you know, if you're not sure whether to spend a ton of money or something, like, don't necessarily do that, but you can creep forward. It's like one of the things that I saw recently about kind of creeping forward is when I was praying, it's like, I don't know what to say. And then you pray to Heavenly Father to know what to say. And sometimes stuff, you know, comes, and other times, you know, you just kind of get caught up in your head. But when I just slow down and get more engaged and creep forward in that conversation, it actually goes much better. It really does. You know, and so if you're not sure what's the right thing, start moving forward a little bit. But so we really do. We are so beautifully made. We have these beautiful feelings, which says, yes, whatever you're doing, and Heavenly Father's confirming it. Yeah, go forward. This is a great thing. If you're feeling kind of in the middle, it's like, not sure. Then just pause a moment and proceed with caution. And then if it just feels off and wrong, stop. You know, I had an experience that I've shared before that I'm not going to share today, but where I thought I was going to make a career transition, and I thought I was going to do something that God wanted me to do. And every step of that way just felt awful. I lost the spirit for months, and it was the hardest time of my life. Why? Because Heavenly Father was allowing me to be without feeling the Spirit, because He could not give me peace on that career transition. He just couldn't. You know, and so that was and then there came a solid red light when I had a surgery. It required me to be put under and required me to be on really hard drugs. And when I was on that, I'd been given this gorgeous blessing by a former religious leader called a bishop. And I was listening to it. Like, I actually do record my blessings. If you do happen to be a member of my faith and know what that means, like, and I can go back and listen to them. Like, but I was listening to it. It's like, oh, this isn't it at all. I got to go back. And after I went back, aside from all the thinking I had in my head, then I felt the Spirit again. And then I felt peace. And that's how we're made, guys. So that warning of the danger, like when you're on the wrong path, it will just feel wrong. And when you're in a life or death situation, you don't have to overthink it. Like, you'll know. I mean, your mind becomes the clearest it's ever been before. And so why is that important to tell you? Because you don't have to worry and overthink every moment if you're in the right conversation. If you're like on the right path or on the wrong path, just attack and engage in life. And you're going to do so many more cool things than you could possibly begin to imagine. So quite simply, if something feels really, really good, that's Heavenly Father saying, hey, go forward, green light. Something feels, you know, you're a little bit in your head, you can proceed with caution, but kind of creep forward and just feel it out and see what feels right. And, you know, if you're looking at a, you know, a career change or something like that, don't ever do that in a bad mood. You know, I will share another experience. When I was going to school at BYU, I honestly, when I was done with with school, I planned on staying there forever. And I had and then I just knew I wasn't supposed to be there. Truly, like I had an experience where Heavenly Father just said, Joseph, go home. Back to Arizona, basically. And it didn't feel bad. It didn't feel good. It was just like, I just knew I had to come back here. And so like when it's a green light, even if it's something we don't want to do, it doesn't take very long for Heavenly Father to make us feel good about it. Because sometimes you're going to hear from people, well, I really didn't want to do this thing and I felt awful about it and I did it anyways. If somebody came to me and they said, actually, somebody did come to me, one of our listeners, and there's no judgment in what I'm going to say next, but they'd asked me to do an entire conversation podcast about how, wow, when I'm with this guy, it feels really awful. Can you do a podcast on the stinging pain? And I just simply responded to them and I said, hey, you're just not quite understanding what your body's telling you. So that pain is actually telling you, hey, this isn't the right guy for you. And I couldn't do I couldn't do an entire episode on it because it was just, that's all it's telling. Like if you're in stinging pain in your head about something, you're either just super overthinking or it's the wrong choice. And, you know, the longer you keep going in the wrong choice direction, the worse and worse it's going to feel. That's how it's meant to. It's meant to feel bad so you don't keep going that way. I mean, Heavenly Father made it so amazingly easy that, you know, using I think it's Geico or whatever, it's like a caveman could do it. Good feeling, good. Go forward. Bad feeling, bad. Stop. It's that simple, guys. We're the ones that complicate it. And me too. I definitely get caught up and complicated in these things too. So I hope that helps you guys understand better what you're feeling, how you're feeling, and how Heavenly Father is guiding and directing you. And just keep moving forward in the things that you really want to do and go do some really cool things. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back, and go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co. And in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says, apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form. Fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.